Welcome back to the Chiropractic First podcast, where we talk about wellness and chiropractic. Today, we're going to be talking with Dr. Nebiker about wellness and health and chiropractic. So with that, welcome, Dr. Nebiker, to the Chiropractic First podcast. And let's just talk a little bit about kind of who you are, where you come from, maybe where you grew up, and where you went to school.
Well, that's perfect. I appreciate that, Dr. Jordan. I grew up out of Lander, Wyoming. That's where my roots kind of hail from, and I ended up going to school at Brigham Young University, got a degree in biology, and then I went off to Palmer College of Chiropractic, Davenport, Iowa. That's where I got my degree in chiropractic.
Now, Palmer College, that's the...
It's the Ivy League, if you want to call it that.
That's right. So, the Harvard of chiropractic, right? So, a little bit of background, what's kind of more prestigious about Palmer? Why is that significant for chiropractic?
You know, truth be told, I think a lot of doctors get really good education from almost any of the universities out there. As long as they have a good basis in what a chiropractor does and how he performs, I don't have a preference in schools. So,
well, I'll tell you, you've been a little humble, but Palmer does a little bit more in-depth, or at least he did when you were in school, with philosophy.
A lot of philosophy, a lot of technique.
Mm-hmm. And there's some pretty big names in chiropractic, and the listeners aren't going to quite understand who those names are, but some pretty big names that you're able to sit in on it and get a full view of what chiropractic can be. Is that right?
Yeah, history-wise, Palmer was the first chiropractic university. And so, we had a lot of those people that were following through. Most of the chiropractic colleges, I believe, even to this day, are run by people that graduated from Palmer. So.
And then, so out of Wyoming, can't imagine that there's a lot of chiropractic when you're growing up in Wyoming, right? Spencer Lander, kind of in the middle of nowhere. So how did you kind of come across chiropractic?
My dad, unfortunately, he suffered from a lot of back issues. And I can't tell you exactly, but I think he's up to 6, 7, 8 back surgeries.
Wow.
And my mom was slated for back surgery as well. If the problem is there, you go to the same doctors that, you know, your spouse went to. And my mom was slated for back surgery, and she came in and came back to Lander, Wyoming. There's a great doctor there, is Vince Irene. And he told my mom, you know, I want to see you 3 times a week before your surgery. And by the time her surgery came up, she didn't have any back pain. So to this day, she has not had back surgery. And at that point, I realized, you know, there was something to chiropractic.
Yeah. What? And how long ago was that?
Oh, that would have been 30 years ago.
30 years ago, and still no back surgery.
Still no back surgery.
There you go. So, so you graduated from Palmer, when was that?
2003.
And then practiced?
I practiced in a different clinic for a short period of time, and then I joined what has become Chiropractic First.
And the clinic was here in Billings?
That was, yes.
In Billings. And in your experience in the area, kind of, what's that, 2003, we're looking at 22 years in practice,
yeah,
right? What is that? Have you had any kind of, I'd like to call them like testimony building, if you will, experiences with any patients or any big, any conditions or cases that have stuck out in your mind that really solidified your view of chiropractic?
You know, I've had a number of patients, and I always tell my patients, we don't expect miracles, we rely on miracles, and miracles happen on a day-to-day basis. You know, if you want, I can probably roll into a number of cases that I've had, but it works.
Yeah. So what is it about chiropractic then? Obviously with your mom's situation, but as you were going through school, what changed for you as far as going from I know this works for my mom, to, wow, this is actually science-backed and based in a solid philosophy, not just medical philosophy of pain care or sick care, but really getting wellness. What does that look like for you?
I think one of the biggest problems in traditional medicine is they ask the wrong questions. When you ask the wrong questions, you get the wrong results. Mm-hmm. And so if we're talking about cancer, how do we treat cancer? The real question is, how do we avoid cancer? You know, if we're talking chiropractic, you know, what do we need to do to make sure the body stays as healthy as it possibly can? You know, if we have to treat them after they've been in a car accident or long-term trauma, the results just are not as good. So that's what appealed to me with chiropractic, is it's preventative. If we can teach patients, you know, what they need to do in order to make sure that they stay as healthy as they possibly can, that's where my heart is.
So how can you do that with a patient? How how is chiropractic more preventative than medical model of health? So where does health come from in a chiropractic view?
Well, and it's the nervous system. The nervous system controls and regulates everything in our body. It controls and regulates every cell, every tissue, every organ. And we want to make sure that the wiring between our control center, which is our brain, generally speaking, and all of the other tissues in our bodies, we want to make sure that that actually functions as well as possible. I know a lot of times people think of us as back crackers and we move bones and stuff, but it's really that wiring, it's the electrical system that we're really dialing into.
Right, and obviously I have a chiropractic background as well, so so with that nervous system is so crucial, because without that nerve signal to any system in the body, be it endocrine, your cardio, cardiovascular, any system, if you have a decrease in nerve function, you're going to have dysfunction in that system. And it can be as light as, what's the old study, the weight of a dime can decrease nerve function by 50%. And so imagine if the weight of a dime is affecting the nervous system in that way, how much is a tight muscle, or how much is a trauma that took place from a car accident or whiplash injury? Or something as bad as like bone spurring or degenerative changes, right?
Well, and I had a patient in actually this morning, and I was talking to him about cement, and he's like, I asked him point blank, how long have you had this? And he's like, I've had it for several months. And I was like, well, that's unfortunate, because it's kind of like cement. The best time to make any changes with cement is within just a few minutes of you laying it. Mm-hmm. The longer it sits there, the longer it lays there, the harder it is, and before long, you're breaking out the jackhammers trying to get things moved around.
Yeah, and along with that, you start to get compensative changes, right? So you look at when you roll an ankle, you start to limp, and that's a compensation to make sure you don't hurt the ankle. Well, as you limp longer and longer, now you're retraining or rewiring those muscles to limp.
Yeah, muscle memory.
That's right. And so if we start to get ingrained, especially if this is a chronic neck issue or a chronic low back issue, over years or decades, you now have an ingrained muscle pattern or neurological pathway to compensate for that. So it's going to take some time to resolve.
I agree, 100%.
And for you, as far as any specialty or kind of focus or technique in chiropractic, do you have any specifics on kind of what you do specifically?
Well, back to where I graduated from, they almost always call it the Palmer package. And mm-hmm. So I do a lot of diversified adjusting, a lot of Gonstead style adjusting. But we also have some low-impact adjusting with activators, impulse devices.
So explain a little bit diversified Gonstead for people who might not have
more manual adjusting,
With your hands.
With my hands. I'm going to put pressure on you, push through some of those segments, release those segments so they actually start to work better for you.
Okay. And then you mentioned activator. Now, what would
that
be?
Yeah, an activator. I should have brought one, but it's an instrument that we use, and we can actually make very small changes in the pathways, and gives people a lot of relief.
Good. And then with that, you talked about manual adjusting and activator. How are those different? How are they the same? What is a chiropractic adjustment, and what's the purpose behind it?
Yeah, and it all depends on the individual patient. Mm-hmm. We have to take them one-on-one, figure out exactly what they're looking for, what we can actually do, and the best way to get it to give them the results that they're looking for. And so some patients we may use some manual adjusting, some patients we may only use instrument adjusting.
Okay. So what is the adjustment? What's that accomplishing?
It's removing what we call a subluxation. A subluxation is interference with that nervous system. Okay. And there's signs that we have a subluxation. We can talk about pain and tenderness. Almost everybody that comes in with a subluxation has pain and tenderness. Mm-hmm. Swelling, inflammation, temperature differences from side to side in their back, muscle spasms, or lack of motion. And those are signs that something is not working as well as it should. And that, in the long run, that diminishes your neurological ability to make changes.
Okay. No, and so with that, you have a subluxation. Obviously, that's causing interference from your nervous system to your body, causing a dysfunction, or if you go historically, it's dis-ease in the body, right? Not disease, but dis-ease, to coin a phrase from Dr. Palmer himself. And so that chiropractic adjustment, you're actually trying to either remove that subluxation or decrease the effect so that you can improve neurological function, right? And with that, the body adapts quickly. As you mentioned, when there's an injury or some type of subluxation, the body's going to adapt quickly. And so the best time to get it taken care of is as soon as possible. Yeah. So when something's been subluxated for, say, 15 years, what are some dysfunctions or side effects you can see from that? If I get a subluxation, let's say just say in the middle of my back, T4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the main thing that we'll actually see is degeneration of the vertebral bodies themselves. We'll see disc problems, that type of thing. And we use some different diagnostic tools like x-rays to identify that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can actually, and the problem is once degenerative disc disease has started, we can't reverse it. But what we can do is we can kind of hold it, keep it from getting worse.
Okay. And then neurologically speaking, how does that affect the rest of the body? Once you start to kind of get degenerative disc disease or degenerative changes in the spine, can you start seeing effects elsewhere in the body?
You can, and it literally is going to be your internal organs do not function as well as they should. If you're talking T4, that can be the breathing, that can be heart rate, that can be some of those types of things. We moved on down, it can be gastrointestinal issues. And we get patients in all the time that don't understand what they're going through. They just think they have back pain. And then you ask them something along their line of digestive, and it's like, oh, I've been dealing with constipation for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And that's a side effect, a direct side effect of subluxation.
Have you seen those symptoms decrease?
I have, 100%. So you asked me a little bit earlier about any particular cases. And I had one, and it was actually the mother that was one the patient of mine. And this was years ago, but anyway, she came in and she's like, oh, by the way, can you do anything for younger children? And her daughter was 2 at the time and hadn't gone poop in like a week, and they were looking at doing exploratory surgery on her. And I was like, well, you know, bring her in, let's see what we can do. And we got her adjusted before she left the office. She actually filled 2 diapers and was doing significantly better. So.
Well,
it never ended up under surgery.
Well, I mean, just imagine that, you know, an exploratory surgery for something that appeared to be, you know, a blocked bowel with a fairly simple, sounds like even that first adjustment, removing that subluxation, restored function. Now, that's not to say that's the only cure for constipation, right? There's a number of reasons that you can have constipation, but simple is that you can have positive effect by removing the subluxation. But the problem is you might not know why you're having those symptoms.
Well, and most of us have experienced either childhood trauma or teenage trauma, and you know, it's from your mom dropping you on your head as a child, the bike wreck when you were 10, the jumping off haystacks when you're 16, the car wreck when you're 26, and all of that plays a role in how we feel and how we function, and especially down the road, back to the cement analogy, you know, once that cement has been set, it's much harder to get rid of.
Well. Thank you, Dr. Knipper, for explaining kind of your background and your history and obviously your passion for chiropractic care. For you, you've been with Chiropractic First for 18 years or so, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Coming up on 20?
20, yeah. Close to 20.
And so how has Chiropractic First as an organization kind of helped you become the doctor you are today, and how would you put yourself in the shoes of a maybe someone who's thinking about going to a chiropractor, why would they choose Chiropractic First as opposed to another organization or an individual office?
Well, and I don't want to bad talk any other chiropractic office.
Yeah.
Our philosophy is that we're looking for people that are looking for a change. And there are chiropractic offices, even in our town here, that have a different philosophy than what we have. But we're looking for people that are looking for long-term wellness. And sometimes that long-term wellness means that we do see them subsequent visits. Whereas there's a walk-in clinic here, I believe, and they just basically, you run in there, you get adjusted when you need to, and they give a lot of people relief. But we're looking for more wellness-type patients.
Wellness is chiropractic. Well, that's fantastic. Well, remember, when you think wellness, think Chiropractic First. Thanks again, Dr. Knipper.
Thank you.